Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have a Father who's come before you once again, Father God. We just want to first, God, give you all the glory, Lord. Give you all the honor, all the praise on tonight, Father God. Lift you up and exalt you on tonight, God. Giving you, Lord God, what you deserve, Father God. The best praise and worship on tonight, God. And we just bless you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the word on tonight. It's going forward, Lord God, that it may trigger some things in us, Lord God, that will cause some things to be provoked in us, God, that we'll take action, Lord God. And that we'll have a heart of flesh, Lord God, that we'll be willing and obedient, Lord God, to do what it is that you have called and asked of us to do, Father God, without hesitation, without doubt, Father God. And even if there is a thought of doubt, Father God, that we will have that mindset of nevertheless, Lord God, just because you said it, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that you have our best interest and our best intentions at hand, Father God. We know that you won't do anything to harm us or hurt us, Lord God, or lead us astray, Father God. But what your word will do, God, it will lead us to our freedom. It will lead us to our victory. It will lead us to that breakthrough, Father God. It will lead us, Father God, to get to that next place, Lord God, that you want us to be, Lord God. So on tonight, Father God, let your word settle inside of our hearts, Lord God. Let it take root on tonight, Father God, and let it, Father God, be nourished and nurtured and harvest, Father God, that it may be fruitful, Lord God, that we may be able to bear fruit, Father God, that we may be able, Lord God, to be able to make some progress, Lord God, in this process and in this journey that you're taking us on, Lord. So God, on tonight, we open up to you, God. We make ourselves available to you, Father God. We open our hearts willingly, Father God, because we want and need you, Father God, to take up residence, God, and remove everything that's not like you, Father God, that will prevent us, God, from being willing and obedient, Father God. Lord God, remove any fear, God, any shame or any embarrassment, Father God, any pridefulness, any haughtiness, Father God, any self-willedness on today, God. All these things that will prevent us, God, from going forward in you, Lord God, and keeping you from doing what you need to do in us, God. And that's completing the work that you have begun, Lord God. Oh, God, on tonight, Lord God, we accept, Lord God, what it is that you have in store for us, God. We accept, Father God, your command, God, for us, Lord God, to be willing and obedient, Father God, that we may be able, Lord God, to get to that reward, Father God. We're not talking about the stuff, Father God, but for some freedom, Father God, for the breaking of some chains and some shackles, Father God, for us, Lord God, to be in that place of peace and stability in our minds, to enter into your rest, God, because we know, God, that you want us to be in that place of rest, Lord God, concerning the things that concern us, God, because we know that you have already worked these things out, God. You have already overturned some things and settled some matters, Father God. You just need us not to be us so that you can be you, God. So, Lord God, tonight, God, we choose. To make a choice to choose, God. To say yes to you, Lord, to have your way, to let it all go, Lord. To be willing, Lord God, to do your will, what you ask and require of us, Lord God. Because we desire to make you smile, God, and we please it in your sight, Father God. We want to remain in your will, Father God, for it is that you do. We don't want you to do without us, Lord God, so that we can have that peace, so that we can have that joy, so that love, God, can take a residence inside of our hearts, Lord God. So on tonight, Lord God, do as you see fit, because you know what is best for us, God. Do as you need to do, Father God, and Lord God, we won't be resistant to you, Lord God. You are the potter and we are the clay. And we want to say you thank you, Lord God, that you continue to work on us and work some things out of us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't just throw us away, but you keep working on us, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, and no matter the damages, Lord God, that you are so crafty, that you know just what to do to smooth out some things. You know just what needs to be pulled out of us so that work can be completed in us, that we'll be entire and lacking nothing. We just want to tell you thank you on tonight, God. Thank you on tonight for changing some things in us, Lord God, and that we'll have the right heart condition concerning the people in our lives, Lord God, that come up against us, God, concerning, Lord God, the things that concern us even about others in our lives, Father God, that we, God, won't do what we want to do, God, but we do what you want us to do, Father God, because we know, God, that you have already, Lord God, set the thing up for us, Lord God. That you already have the grand master plan, God. So on tonight, touch us, Lord, on our hearts tonight, God. Touch us, God, and solve the thoughts in our minds, God, and remove anything, Lord God, that does not need to be there, Father God. That when we leave tonight, God, that we'll be transformed and renewed in our minds, God, that we'll have a new perspective, a fresh viewpoint, Father God, new insight concerning those things on tonight, God, the wisdom that we need, God, the knowledge and understanding, Father God, and even when we're in conversation, God, that will God be slow to speak and quick to hear, God, and yes, not just, Lord God, being slow to speak, quick to hear, God, in the natural conversation, but spiritually, Lord God, that as that person is speaking, God, we can hear you, God. So, Lord God, continue to quiet the noise inside of our minds, Lord God, so that we, Lord God, can clearly hear, Lord God, what it is that's being said to us, Lord God, that when we speak, Lord God, we won't speak from our emotions, Lord God, we won't speak, Lord God, in anger, Lord God, but we'll have a soft answer to turn away that wrath, God. That we, Lord God, will have something to say that will enlighten the other individual, Father God. That it will plant a seed, Father God, that we know that's all we have to do, Father God, because you'll do the rest, God. You said one plant, one more, then you get the increase, God. And on tonight, we bless you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, because we know some seeds have already been implanted. We thank you on tonight, God, for letting us know that we can rest in you and cease from our works, God. Because you've already handled it, Lord God. You've already worked it out, God. You have already settled the matter, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you one today, Lord God. Thank you one today, Father God, for not giving up on us, God. And we sure enough, Lord God, not giving up on you, God. No matter, Lord God, we may still be experiencing going through some things, God. Whatever it is that you want us to learn, God. Whatever it is that you're trying to teach us, Father God. Or if you may just simply, Lord God, be trying to increase us in our faith and just trusting you and knowing that you are God, to stand still and just stand, because you're already moving, you're already working, because your word tells us, God, that you don't sleep, that you don't take no breaks or no vacations, Lord God. So tonight we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you have already done, the things that you have already made visible in our lives, Lord God. So we know, God, if you did all that, we know that you won't stop there, Lord God, because you said you won't leave your works unfinished, God, that you'll complete the work that you have begun, Lord. So, God, continue to complete the work that you have begun in all of our lives, God, in every area, whatever is concerned, Father God. Oh, God, on tonight, touch your people, God. May they keep their eyes stayed on you so they don't sink. May they continue, Father God, to keep their eyes stayed on you so they don't lose focus. Keep their eyes stayed on you, Father God, so they don't, Lord God, backtrack and look back, Father God. Keep their eyes stayed on you, Father God, so that you can show them which way to go, Father God, because you are the way, the truth, and the light. And we know, God, you will show us the way, God. So we come to you tonight asking you these things, God. And you said we come to you asking, Lord God, in Jesus' name, it's in your will, you'll do it. It's in your will for us to do what you mean for us to do, God. So on tonight, God, lead us all on tonight, God. Those who are in the sanctuary, God, and even those who couldn't make it here on tonight, God, I'm asking that you would meet them right where they are, Lord God, and that they would have ears to hear your voice clearly, Lord God, and they would not be self-willed, Lord God, where they would not choose to do a thing, God, because it sounds good, Lord, Father God, not do a thing, Father God, because it don't feel good, it don't seem, Lord God, like it could be, Lord God, because we know that you are profound and your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not our thoughts. And it may seem strange, God, but we don't know what you're up to, Lord God, but we know that you're up to something, Lord God. So on tonight, give us feet, Lord God, that we're willing to move, God, the way that you want us to move, Father God, how you want us to move, Father God, even as long as you want us to move, God, that we continue to endure, Lord God, and keep pressing, Lord God. And even if by chance, God, we get hit with an obstacle, Father God, that we will speak victory over it on today, Father God, because we know that the victory already belongs to us, Lord God, and that we won't allow that obstacle to stop us, God. But we will come to you and ask you, Lord God, how you want us to face it, how you want us to handle it, Lord God, because we know that you have the answer. You are the all-wise and all-knowing, God, and we know that you know all things, Lord God, and even if us not understanding, God, may we, Father God, be mindful to know that you understand. And that you know what you are doing, Lord. Oh, God, tonight we just want to say thank you, Lord, tonight for doing what you do best, Lord God. That's being God and being our God all by yourself. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for freeing us from some things, Lord God. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for helping us, Lord God, to open up our hearts and our minds, God, to accept and receive your word, Lord God, that we may be able to grow and mature more in your word, Lord God. God, may we continue to stay sober and vigilant, Lord God, that we may continue to recognize devices and tactics and plots of the enemy, Lord God, that we won't fall back into those traps again, God, but this time, Lord, that we'll be ready. We just want to thank you on tonight, God, for making us ready, for getting us ready, preparing us, Lord God, so that We're already ready for what's to come. Oh God, we thank you on today, Lord. We love you. We give you the glory and the praise on today, God. We thank you for doing all that you do for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, even in the midst of doubt, you still prove yourself to show us, Lord God, that you are still God and you are God alone. We thank you on today, Father God, for every promise, Lord God. We thank you on today, Father God, for every provision that you have made, God. We thank you on today, Father God, for supplying and meeting all of our needs, Lord. You are such a giving Father. And we are so grateful to you, Lord God, and we thank you for the sacrifice and price that you paid for. You gave us Jesus, God, that we may be able, Lord God, to have life and have it more abundant, Father God. May your people, God, may they not, Father God, force their inheritance to their life and abundance, Father God, by not allowing you to help them, Lord God. Because you already have given us all access, Lord God. And it's freely available to us all, Lord God. So may your people continue, Lord God, to keep their hearts open and keep their minds open, their hands open, Lord God, that they can receive what you have for us, God. Because you individually, Lord God, have great things in store for all of us, Lord. So, Father God, tonight touch every prayer on the prayer wall, God. Every prayer on the altar box, Lord God. Every prayer inside of our hearts, Lord God, and our minds, Lord God. Every prayer, Lord God, that we have prayed and shed through our tears, our screams and moans and groans, God, even the silence, Lord God, would you just hum, Lord God. I'm asking that you would hear on tonight, Father God, and continue to proceed, God, and do what you do best, God. And we just want to say thank you on tonight, Lord God. God, continue to lead us in this sanctuary, God. Continue to cover our pastor and touch him from the crown of her head, the sole of her feet, God. Continue to bless her for her blessing and her endurance, God. And even the sacrifice, Lord God, to still come in, God, and do what you have called for her to do. Continue to touch her body and give her rest, God, that you may continue to heal, Lord God, from the inside out. Remove anything that may be still lingering on tonight, Father God, that in the morning when she wakes, Father God, that she'll feel much better, Lord God. God, I ask for tonight that you continue to touch the Smith family, Lord God. Continue to touch Miss Pamela, Lord God. God, I ask for tonight that you continue to touch the marriages, Lord God. Now and to come, God, continue to prepare the husband and wife to come together, Lord God, and give them what they need in preparation to come together as one, and they'll be fully arm in arm, God, because we know, Lord God, that the enemy does not desire to see your people come together in marriage and love and unity, and you attack however you need, God. So, Lord God, give them what they need, God, and those who are already come together and you listen before you today, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking, Lord, that you continue, Lord God, to touch the individual, God, they can come together collectively, they can come into agreement and not in agreement just within themselves, God, but in agreement in and before you, Lord God. Oh God, and not just in the marriages, God, but in all the relationships, Father God. Continue on tonight, Father God, to open up the barriers of communication. Continue on tonight, Father God, to open up the minds of understanding, God. The ears for listening some on tonight, Father God, because sometimes, God, we don't hear everything that's being said, Lord God, but we only take away certain things. But God, I know that you are God of clarity, a God of communication, Lord God, and you will dissolve it, Lord God, that there can be a clear line on tonight, Father. God, on tonight, continue to touch the body of Christ. Continue on tonight, God, to touch our communities. Touch this nation on tonight, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to touch our leaders, Lord God, and they will continue, Lord God, to feed your sheep the things that you need them to be fed, Lord God, that they can be fed spiritually and mature spiritually as well, Lord God. God, I ask on tonight that you continue to wrap your arms around the loved ones, God, who have lost someone, God. I'm asking you to continue to comfort them, Lord God, remove the grief. Continue, Lord God, to give them the strength to keep pressing and keep going, Father God. Lord, I'm asking that you continue to touch the NICUs and the ICUs, God. Continue, God, to go into the labor and deliveries on tonight, Father God. Continue, Lord God, to touch the cancer units, God. Continue, Lord God, to go where on the units, Father God, where they have restricted it, Father God. They said nobody else can go, but we know you can go beyond those places, God, because you are a limitless God. God, I ask on tonight that you continue to touch our children, Lord God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, and continue to cover them, Lord God. Keep them and protect them, Lord God, as you give us what we need to nurture and nourish them, God, and train them up into the way that they should go, Lord God. God, we thank you for training us up in the way that we should go, Father God. Thank you on tonight, God, for developing the character in us, God, and may we continue, Lord God, to maintain and keep our integrity, Lord God. Continue to help us, God, to be more like you, Lord God. Continue to give us that love inside of our hearts that we need, God, that perfect love. You said perfect love casts out fear. So, God, we thank you tonight for perfecting the love in us, that we may continue to face some things, confess some things, release some things, and even let go of some things, because sometimes we're afraid to let go because we're not sure the outcome, God, but you have already preordained and connected some things, God. You have already told us what it's going to be, Lord God. So tonight, God, release it all to you because we trust you with us, Lord. Continue, Lord God, to give us a humble spirit, a meek and lowly spirit, God, that even as you allow some things to be released to us, Lord God, that we'll be good stewards, that we'll be open to give as you direct us to give and when to give and who to give to. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, for the abundance. Thank you for the overflow. Thank you, Father God, for doing the sin above all we can ask, think, or even imagine, God. And we give you the glory and praise in advance, Lord God. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord, because we know, God, there's nothing to nobody else but you, Lord. And we bless you, Father. And we give you the glory and praise. We pray and ask these things, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.